So this was working up to tonight. We've had no fewer than 8 other cities where we've been practicing just for San Diego. That's true. So this is, after this, it's Europe and beyond. So I mean, this is a real party for us because we get to communicate in our own language, which is the language of American punk rock. More importantly, Southern California punk. As you know, we come from a place up the road a little bit where Los Angeles is burning.
Yeah. glasses of humanity have minds and suffer.
Have had to travel some distance to come to tonight's show. Thank you. Well, how far did you come from? So Mexico.
You might take from Costa Mesa. It's 91 fucking miles. It took me 3 hours.
Anyway, how many of you live in the San Diego metropolitan area? Now, you probably don't realize this, but our first time down here was actually probably more than 40 years ago, because we played at a place called Fairmont Hall.
Oh, Jesus.
And, remember that. And this next song was still 15 years away from being written.
Oh, gosh, right there.
Brian, come on out here. Won't you come join us? So you say you gotta know why the locals are around. You can't find the truth of the things you found. You're scared shitless, cause even our bounds, come join us. Doing at the end of the circle.
Why did I draw the curtain from the window's garden?
Yeah. Hey buddy, how you doing?
Alright, now how many of you, is this your first time Bad Religion show tonight? First timers?
Thank you, thanks a lot.
You guys are pretty good.
First time.
You know, you never forget your first time.
I did.
Mine was in a little warehouse in Santa Ana. Baltimore,
Maryland, guys. Thank you for sharing that.
TMI right there, I don't need to know anymore.
Now, how many of you have seen Bad Religion 5 or more times in your life? Familiarity breeds contempt. I thought it felt kind of homey in here a little bit. Well, whether it's young or old, you're going to really appreciate the fact that most of you worked around when this next song was written. This is from 1982. Then we had to put records on two sides, and to hear this next song, you had to flip it over. First song on side two of our first album, the song's called Damn to Be Free.
Thank you. I'm missing the endpoint with love. You say what you must do all you can. Break all the files and go there with Superman. Die at the judgment night.
If it's in a piece of music or a work of art, it's okay.
Also, shut the fuck up!
It's all in the name of good. And who am I? Who's telling you this bullshit? But myself, a pathetic example of Earth's organic heritage.
Yeah. go!
What?
AJ!
She's yelling from the barricade. And that's what you end up with.
A great philosopher once said that there's no vestige of a beginning, no prospect of an end. Do you know who that philosopher was? Close. It was very close. You're right, I did write that in a song. However, I stole it from a philosopher in the 18th century. That's right. James Hutton wrote it. He was a geologist, and he recognized something profound. And this next song, hopefully, transmits that meaning in a positive way.
Let's go!
Anybody want to guess the title? Yeah, I got it. Song's called No Control!
Thank you.
Nancy Pelosi.
San Diego's like our home away from home, I'm telling you. So much history down here. So many friends. How many of you out there are personal friends of ours that we don't remember anymore?
I mean, I have your number in my phone and I still don't remember. That happens. Because I'm a guy now.
Oh yeah, you're in San Diego. Cool.
Food in my mouth.
We're going to dedicate this next song to the people that we love the most, and it's encapsulated in the title. The title of the song tells it all. The song's called You.
There's a place where I go for reality. It's a motherfucking world. I take a minute and make a friend. I'm gonna strike out. This my confession.
say we call it a night. Thank you so much. I mean, that's normally the showstopper right there, isn't it? You want a tradition, that's tradition, you know? Traditionally, we ended our show with that song. Everyone walked out weeping. And that's the way we like to do it. Just so happens we're trying something new in 2022. We're going to make that not the last song.
God damn it.
Because there's a whole new aspect of my personality this year. I'm gonna do group therapy. This is a therapeutic part of the show. This is where I get to talk to you about my father. Father?
Thank you. Good night!